Last time on Shadow Public Radio.
Oh, hey, Jonathan.
Hey, Derek.
Are you enjoying those bagels I got you?
They are delicious bagels.
You mean the explosive bagel?
Oh my God!
Download the action. Upload it without retraction. Hope you survive the show. At the Shadow.
It's time to start this show.
Shadow Public Radio.
Welcome to Shadow Public Radio.
Welcome.
We are your hosts, who are remembering to introduce themselves this week.
We remember.
We kept some of the genetic memory from last episode, and have remembered to introduce ourselves. I am D Shadow.
And I am J Shadow.
Or at least that's what we claim.
Who knows?
You have no way to verify. You must accept at face value this information.
That's true.
As really, you must accept all information that is given to you.
Accept it.
We're brains in jars.
Brains in jars.
Yes.
Indeed.
There might be pickles in the jars.
Pickles.
I enjoy the top of every episode. It's like we have like a Mexican standoff.
Yep.
To who's going to stop being weird first.
Yep.
And I like that every episode it gets a little bit longer.
It does.
It's a little bit longer. Soon it'll just be the whole episode of just, yes, let us talk like this, like we have a secret.
And now we go to national news.
No, we'll do it. We'll do it. Like, especially like for like, maybe like Halloween or something.
Sure.
We'll do the all in character episode.
Oh yeah. That'd be great.
Okay. where we summon all the shadow power to keep our dark personas whole time.
You can summon it, but I'll shaman it.
Yeah, shamaning is like summoning, but just kind of friendlier.
Yeah, it's a little friendlier. It's like a hug.
Well, we're very excited today for several reasons.
So excited.
I'm very, very excited about the special presentation that we have today. I can't wait to get to that. We're also writing the song of the summer. Super stoked.
Summer 2017.
Yes, the song that you'll forever evoke the summer of 2017 in the hearts and minds of the nation and the world.
Yeah.
Really.
We're not stopping at the nation.
Global domination is all that will work for us. So we won't hang out too long here at the top of the show. Let's jump right into current events.
Current events.
Well, in national news, as usual, there's a whole buffet of crazy goddamn shit that's going on. Our president has decided to pull out of the Paris Accords.
Woo!
That's happening.
Woo!
We still have learning more and more about the endless duplicity and crazy ridiculous crap his son-in-law and his advisors and really everyone involved with his campaign was doing in the tail end of the campaign and also in the transition.
Woo.
Like that's happening.
Woo.
We were kind of talking about this before. There's a lot of balls up in the air. All of them are important. It's exhausting to try to keep them up with them all. But if for some reason you're listening to us to guide you on where you should focus your political interests.
Why would they do that?
I don't know why you've chosen us to be, but we suggest two things.
Two things.
One, the runoff, the John Ossoff runoff for the Georgia 6th. It's on the 16th.
20th.
The 20th.
20th
of June, which will be after this airs, so you can still...
Correct.
We know in a national scale, maybe it's a little small, but also after the runoff in Montana, where the guy who like body slammed the reporter won... Like, us liberal assholes, like, we need a win.
I need it.
We need a W.
Just a little...
Just something to be like... It is... Like, the human body, brain, soul, whatever. We're not equipped to lose all the time. It's really hard to keep losing, even in something you really, really believe in. It's hard to stay focused because you're just like, we want to win, especially Americans. We're a country of winners. We hate losers. And feeling like a loser all the time is very, very difficult for us. So we need a W. We need to feel even if it's ultimately symbolic.
Sure.
We need it. We want it to happen. So focus on that. And the other thing is, amidst all this craziness, the one thing they're not drawing your attention to is the Senate AHCA demon Frankenstein rewrite of the terrible House bill, the health bill. 13 men in a room, no women, rewriting a bill for all of America that will forever, if it passes, would take healthcare away. The original CBO score on the House bill was, 23 million people will lose healthcare?
Yep.
So even if they figure out a way to get it down to only 15 million, it's still super bad. So that's, we would like those two things, the runoff in Georgia 6th and those senators working on that bill, and there's nothing visible happening right now because they're quietly working on it. Well, their staffers are working on it in their offices, but they're going to come out with it at some point. So don't forget. Don't forget.
I won't.
Don't forget, Jonathan.
I won't.
Don't be forgetting.
I won't.
Okay.
I like my health insurance now.
Yes, I like having health insurance, and I like other people having health insurance.
I do too.
You know what? I'm cool with paying extra money so everyone can have health insurance.
I know. I'm cool being one of those healthy people in the marketplace right now. It's true. I am a healthy person. Well,
healthier than
I would be. But I don't go to the doctor that often.
Yeah, you know what's weird?
I'm okay.
The government charges us lots of money for lots of reasons that we just have to pay. They're called taxes. And that's just money that you pay the government that you don't have a choice about.
Go on.
That they use it for all sorts of things. I would be perfectly fine if that money was used so everyone could have health care.
I'd be okay with
that. I'm cool with that. Single payer. It's a great idea. Let's do it.
And now, time for a local news bulletin.
In local news,
He had a dream.
I had a dream 2 nights ago. It was about you and me.
Ooh.
It wasn't sexual.
Not this time.
Well, not
it wasn't,
totally sexual.
It wasn't not sexual.
No, it was you and me as the Shadow Brothers.
Okay.
We did a gig at
Fair.
The 40 Watt.
Okay.
And we bombed.
Oh.
More to the point, you bombed.
I bombed?
No, it was all about we had this show and we started the first song.
Okay.
And you all of a sudden were like, I don't remember the words, and I was like, dude, and I kept doing stuff to distract the audience because we're a little weird. I kept being like, no, this is part of the show, this is totally part of the show, and I would just segue to the next bit. I was like, all right, now play the piano, and you're like, I don't remember how to play the piano. I don't remember how to play the piano. So in local news, Dream Jonathan bombed our dream show in the Dreamverse at the 40 Watt. So Dream Jonathan needs to get his shit together. I was great.
You were great.
Dream Me was great.
Okay.
I kept that show together. People still had a good time. They were disappointed. They knew that we bombed, but they still, you know.
Sure.
So he needs to get his shit together.
That's actually happened to me a couple of times.
Where Dream You has bombed a show?
No, where actual me has bombed. Not bombed, but sometimes I have trouble recalling the first line of a song. So I know I was singing at the Morton once, and I got on stage. I was singing High and Dry by Radiohead.
Uh-huh.
And, could not remember the first line of that song.
No idea.
Came in on the chorus and just kept going. I think it happened to me again. It also happened in high school once.
No, I think that can happen to anybody. Fucking Dream Jonathan, that asshole.
Yeah.
He's always bombing. But no, I think it can happen to anybody. But also, I think it's when we do shows and stuff, it's always easier for me because ultimately I'm just riffing.
Yeah.
I'm just making, I know I have the slots where I just make up something
sure.
funny on the spot. You have to remember the actual lyrics we wrote and the actual music and play them because I don't have any musical talent. So.
Right. Right.
So I don't know if this is a prophetic dream or maybe a warning, but. We should do a live show sometime.
I agree.
We've been talking about it for a long time.
Yeah, we have.
We should do it. But we'll probably bomb. Or you will. I'll be great.
Yeah, I'll bomb.
In pop culture news.
Pop culture news.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
All right, no spoilers.
Oh, spoilers.
It's fucking great.
It's pretty good. It's good.
I mean, no movie is without flaw.
No.
It has its problems.
It does.
But it's so much fun. It's so earnest and joyous and beautiful and rad. And I love it. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I don't know why we have the other DC movie characters. Like, they suck. Like, get them, like reshoot Justice League immediately. Get rid of all the sad boys. Just have her and Jason Momoa. And that's it. And, like, yeah, cancel everything. This is what works.
Yeah.
Patty Jenkins, who directed it, amazing. Let her direct everything, anything she wants. Yes. Like, rarely have I left a movie feeling as emotionally satisfied.
Yeah.
As I did leaving that movie.
Yeah.
Like the only other movie off the top of my head that just immediately comes to mind, like Pacific Rim. I left feeling, yes, that's exactly what I wanted
sure,
to see.
Sure.
I was exactly, I'm so happy and like just positive emotions shooting out of me. My heart is a beacon of light, and that never happens.
No, never.
So go see it.
Go see it.
Go see it. It's awesome. It's great. Just forget the like Batman vs. Superman ever happened.
It's true.
Forget those like boring, sad sack, juvenile. I'm 13 and think if I punch a person, it's deep and interesting bullshit movies.
Yeah.
They don't exist anymore. There's only Wonder Woman. Can we get her in the Infinity Gauntlet movie?
Crossover.
Is it too late? Can that happen? Like, literally, I was like, I don't make any more. Just make Wonder Woman movies. Just make more of this movie.
She was good.
Yes, she was fantastic.
Yeah.
Everyone in the movie was good. Also, I really enjoyed Chris Pine as the damsel. It was fantastic.
Chris Pine was great.
Yeah, he was really, really good. It was just a great movie. It's a great movie. So like I said, anything else I would say would be spoilers, and literally the movie just came out, and it's only going to be a few more days when we upload this, so not enough people have seen it yet, but go see it. It's so good. So good. So good.
That's good. It's good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can quibble, but why quibble when it's so awesome? I'll forgive anything. It's just like Pacific Rim. Obviously, Pacific Rim
sure.
is a movie that has some flaws, but it's so awesome that you don't care. Like, it just trumps all other problems because it's awesome. When Wonder Woman picks up a tank, you will see the meaning of truth and beauty in the world.
Oh, no, that part is awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
And now, a Shadow Public Radio special. Room clock session one, system boot. Sequence initiate. Memory, no. Perm disk, no. Session men, no.
User profile, no. Manage profile, no.
Sequence fail. System boot, prime mode. Admin authorization, MIH. Sequence initiate. Memory, valid.
Perm disk, valid. Session mem, no. User profile, no. Command profile, valid.
Sequence complete.
Ping user.
User found.
Ping observer.
Observer found.
Activate session.
Prime.
Default parameters.
Input slot.
System online.
Session.
Begin. You find yourself in a room. The room is a bedroom. You know this because there is a bed inside the room. There is also a desk, two chairs, two windows, and a door that is closed. You understand that the room is not a desk room, or a chair room, or a window room, or a door room. There are many things you understand just by seeing them, though you are not certain why this is the case. You are sitting in a chair next to the bed. Across the room is the desk, which appears to have three items on it. A book with a green cover, a hand mirror facing down, a knife. Sunlight is coming in through the windows. It is mid-afternoon. You hear muffled music coming from the other side of the door. You look down at your hands. Your right hand has five fingers. Your left hand has three.
User input requested.
SPR node prompt unlocked. System online. Awaiting input.
Rune Clock is an experimental interactive program. Players input commands using the comments section of the pertinent post on shadowpublicradio.com. The system will decipher all comments into executable input and then generate the next stage of the session. Without input, the system cannot function. All users are registered as observers by default, but toggle their status to player when a command is entered. Please include your player handle when posting. As the session grows in sophistication, more commands may become available. As with any complex system, the full extent of the simulation parameters is unknown. All users should be wary of emergent gameplay, unexpected coincidence, and a small degree of risk. The system is waiting. Well, here we be in the laboratory of song. A task before us, Jay. What task is before us today?
The Song of the Summer.
Song of the Summer.
Song of the Summer!
This is one of our ritual tasks, much like Saving Christmas every year, where every summer we write the Song of the Summer. And you know the Song of the Summer. You know, the song that you hear and, like, you sing it all summer and everyone's playing it on the radio. And every time you hear it for the rest of your life, it'll make you think of that summer. That's what we're trying to write. But it's difficult because we're ultimately just trying to write the summer of 69 or like Jimmy Eat World the Middle.
What's another one? Like, was it Welcome to Miami?
Yeah, that was definitely a song of the summer one summer.
Didn't he also have a song called Summertime?
Yeah, Summertime.
Summer,
I think our I think our goal should be to not say summer in it if we can do it.
Maybe wait, like save it. Save it. Save it for the bridge or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Something for the end.
I kind of cheated.
You did cheat.
I did cheat because normally we write it live on the air. But I had an idea coming back from lunch and I didn't want to lose it. So I went ahead and wrote it down. But I only spent like I don't know. This is actually kind of brings up a second thing because I write them live on the podcast. So I only spend about, 10 minutes writing each song.
Sure.
Which I think it means that I'm a rad dude. Don't get me wrong. But it's not like you can't spend longer than that and obviously write a better song. So I don't, it is okay. Like I only spent 15 minutes on this one while we were waiting for our secret podcast friend to show up today.
Secret podcast friend.
Secret podcast friend. And I think I still want to work on it. Like, but I wrote like the basic version of it and we'll see what we can do with it.
Okay. I don't know.
Well, what I was trying to do was I want us to have the song that like the song is happy and rocking, but the lyrics are sad.
Okay. So you don't want to just write a happy song?
No.
Aren't all our songs like happy and rocking or sad and sad at the same time?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. We shouldn't just have a happy song?
Happy songs are lame.
But it's the song of the summer.
Yeah. I'm not gonna write a different song.
I don't know. Let's see what you got. See what you get.
I was thinking very Better Than Ezra.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just not sure it's the song of the summer. I like it. I don't know. So what kind of Better Than Ezra? Like what Better Than Ezra?
It's like that Leaving Town song. Which may not be Better Than
That's
Ezra.
That's not Better Than
That's,
Ezra.
Who's that?
I know the song. I know you were talking about leaving your lives or your feeling for this town. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dexter Freebish.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He has a weird name.
One hit wonder.
Yeah. Pretty good hit, though.
It's a pretty good hit.
For your one hit, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, it's a good hit. It's a good hit. So, like, Teenage Wasteland? I don't know.
Always a good place to start. Kind of like that. Like it's almost got like a Stacey's Mom.
Oh, yeah, it kind of does.
But with kind of depressing lyrics. Because I love those pop songs that you just kind of sing them but don't think about them. But then when you actually, like, listen to the lyrics, you're like, wait a minute.
That's true.
Basically, I just like Water to Wine and I'm Out of Time. Like, I just like that as the hook. Let's try it, and if it doesn't work, I can write something else.
Okay, I'm fine trying it.
Water to wine, I'm out of time. Oh, let the sun don't find me down. Water to wine, and I'm out of time. Hoping that the sun don't find me down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Water to wine and I'm out of time. Hoping that the sun don't find me down. Blacktopping.
I feel like rhyming wise, the next line needs to rhyme with the first line. You know what I'm saying? Like, this line needs to rhyme with wine. The next line needs to rhyme with time. Does that make sense? Maybe. Oh, no, they rhyme with each other.
Yeah, sense in this. It's a slant rhyme, but...
Yeah. Well, I hate it.
And then down rhymes with down. Well, yeah.
Water to wine and I'm out of time. Hoping that the sun don't find me down. I'm blacktop and fence, leaving the tree line as I do this. Praying that the moon won't wind me down. Heading to the heights, leaving behind street lights. Go to find some air. Too many lost lights. Can't remember the last fight. You're still standing there. Yeah, right there. Standing there.
I can't go there. How about any of that?
Yeah, I think I like all of this melodically. I just think it needs to go, like, faster once find the melody.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find the melody. And
I like all that.
Not tripping over myself, so... But melodically and structure, chord-wise.
Yeah. No,
so
I like that.
We'll make it faster when we do the final version.
Water to wine and I'm out of time. Hoping that the sun don't find me down. Blacktop and fence, leaving the tree line as I do this. Praying that the moon won't wind me down. Praying that the moon won't wind me down. Praying that the moon won't wind me down. Leaving behind street lights, got to find some air. Too many lost nights. Can't remember the last fight. You're still standing there. You're still standing there.
Something like that, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So heading to the heights and leaving behind street lights. I gotta find some air. I don't know. It's not quite as good melodically rushing through that, I think. Mm-hmm. But I like the.
Well, I think if we do the first two parts fast, and then you can slow down for this. Because this is kind of like a mini bridge.
I don't know. I like this as a chorus.
Okay.
Heading to the heights.
How about leaving behind? Instead of behind.
Oh, yeah.
That might be a little bit
so
easier.
So heading to the heights. Leaving these street lights. Gotta find some air. Some of the fun, blah, blah. Gotta find my nowhere. Okay, yeah, that's dark. So heading to the heights, leaving these street lights. Gotta find some air. Gotta find my nowhere. Too many lost nights. I can't remember my last fight. You're still standing there. You're still standing there.
I gotta figure out how to get back to that.
You're heading right to it. Like
it was close. Like, it was close.
Water to wine and I'm out of time.
Yeah, it was close. So let me try the chorus one more time. So,
praying that the moon won't wind me down. Praying that the moon won't wind me down. I'm heading to the heights, leaving these street lights. Gotta find some air. Gotta find my nowhere. Too many lost nights. Can't remember the last fight. You're still standing there. Standing there. Water to wine and I'm out of time. Hoping that the sun don't find me down. Black temper fence don't make me do this. God, I wanna burn this town. Burn this whole town to the ground.
So we're treating the heading to the heights as a chorus. Do you want to move that back?
I think put that back down, yeah, before the until there's, yeah, yeah.
Let me modify it a little bit so it's interesting.
Sure.
Okay,
so blacktop and fence don't make me do this. Gotta wanna burn this town. Burn this whole town to the ground. I'm heading to the heights, leaving these street lights. Gotta find some air. Gotta find my personal nowhere. Too many lost nights. Can't remember this last fight. You're still standing there. You're still standing there. Until there's water to wine. And I'm feeling fine. Hoping the sun will find me here. Singing with Moses.
Nope.
Singing with Moses. Spitting out roses. Let the moon leave me here. To wine and I'm out of time. Water to wine and I'm out of time.
Something like I like
that.
It.
I like it a lot. I think it's a good song. But is it the song of the
is
summer?
Is it the song of the summer is the question. I don't know. Maybe this summer it is. No, like I said, I think, because now we were kind of like tiptoeing through it, trying to find the melody.
Sure.
Like, I think if we make it very fast.
Okay, so if we keep it, you think if we keep it peppy?
If you keep it moving, you know? Like, I think if we, like, I think it should be, it's sort of a sad song. I mean, it's basically about someone who's had a fight and they get drunk and just drive out to the edge of town, basically.
Okay.
It's pretty straightforward from a narrative standpoint. But, like I said, I think it's just a feeling of the car just driving out of town as fast as it can go. You know?
Sure.
Like, I like slowing down for that very last, like, where we're repeating the water to wine, I'm out of time. At the very end. But if the rest of it, we can just kind of run through it, like, run across the top of it.
Okay. Okay. But you feel like this is the song of the summer.
Maybe it's not.
I just want you to really think about it.
I think it could be.
I mean, we could always do the Song of the Summer next week.
That's true. We might have to be like Song of the Summer actual next time.
Yeah. I mean, I like the song a lot.
Yeah, I like the song too. So
is this the Song of the Summer or not?
Let's say no.
Okay.
We'll say no. It's not the Song of the Summer.
Okay.
It's some other song we just wrote because...
Sometimes that happens.
Sometimes that happens. No, like I said, I was thinking about it and I thought of the water to wine, and I'm out of time while we were having lunch. I was like, no, I got to write that down.
Yeah.
And so this is what we got today.
No, it's fine. I mean, This is a songwriting podcast. One of the sort of primary focus of this, and for those of you who are new to songwriting, sometimes that happens. Sometimes you sit down to write a song about something, and it turns into something that's completely different. It happens.
Right.
Sometimes you sit down and you're like, I'm going to write this really sad, unrequited love song about this true love I have that will never be returned my way. And then, you end up writing songs about bagels. It happens.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, let's put the finishing touches on this one and
okay,
write the song of the summer next time. Yeah.
Okay.
There's more summer.
Global warming, man. Global climate change. Summer's forever somewhere.
But I do think for this song, we should still have that sense of movement.
Sure. I'm just trying to, remember everything.
No, I feel you. I totally feel you.
But I agree. It will have...
Happen in post?
Yeah. Well, the final product will have movement.
Water to wine and I'm out of time, hoping that the sun don't find me down. Blacktop and fence, leaving tree lines as I do this, praying that the moon won't wind me down. That's really hard.
You almost had it, though.
I was choking on myself. Hold on. I didn't take a big enough breath at the beginning. I was not ready when I started. I don't know why. I could have just waited.
You could have. Yeah, there's literally no reason why you did that.
No, yeah, I know. So...
Water to wine and I'm out of time, hoping that the sun don't find me down. Blacktop and fence, city limits as I do this, praying that the moon won't wind me down. The moon won't wind me down. I'm heading to the heights, leaving these street lights. Gotta find some air, gotta find my nowhere. Too many lost nights, can't remember the last fight. You're still standing there, you're still standing there. Water to wine and I'm out of time, hoping that the sun don't find me down. Blacktop and fence, don't make me do this. Gotta wanna burn this town, wanna burn this whole town to the ground. As I'm heading to the heights, leaving these street lights. Gotta find some air, gotta find my peace too. Nowhere, too many lost nights, can't remember the last fight. You're still standing there, you're still standing there. Water to wine, and I feel it fine. Open the sun, no, open it will find me here. Singing with Moses, spitting out roses. Please let the moon leave me here. Leave me here. Water to wine and I'm out of time. Water to wine and I'm out of time.
Nice. Let us go to our farewells.
Farewells.
Well, so that didn't go as planned.
No, it didn't.
We did not write the song of the summer. We wrote another song that we like.
It happened during the summer.
Can't unhappen.
Nope.
So cool. Great. Nice.
Awesome.
So very excited for you guys to hear that. Also very excited for this new special presentation, Rune Clock.
Yeah.
It's sort of our experiment with, because there's lots of podcasts that are like D&D podcasts and roleplay podcasts. And so we want to try that. But if it wasn't explicit in the actual bit, you do have to, if you want to play, you have to go to our site and comment on the post that's waiting for you there to input your commands into the system to explore the scenario.
Yeah.
Do it.
It'll be fun.
Or don't. If you think it's lame, don't do it. But if you think it might be cool, you should do it.
Could be cool.
But you should also be doing rating and reviewing.
On the iTunes.
On the iTunes. All the time.
It has to happen in the iTunes.
It has to happen. No other place it can happen.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks. It was
thanks.
Real
thanks.
Nice
was
of cool. you.
It was real nice.
Real nice of
real
you.
Real nice of you.
Yep.
You're a solid sort.
That's right.
You got a nice shirt on.
Yep. Looks good on you.
Until we meet again.
That's right. I'm Jay Shadow.
And I'm D Shadow.
He's D Shadow.
Yes, apparently. I've developed a second initial.
Nice.
Could be contagious.
Oh, God.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Set a public radio. Set a public radio.